This week in 1964, radio changed forever.
You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 199, your all-day music station. This is Simon D talking to you on behalf of all of us on Radio Caroline, here 4.5 miles away from Felixstowe. Now, what can I tell you about the station? Well, our technical equipment, I suppose. Firstly, the transmitters are made by Continental Electronics in the States and are 10 kilowatts each, two of them, costing about £50,000 each. And they will shortly be looped together, I expect, to give us a stronger signal when all the buffing...
The report that had come out, the government report that had come out in 1962, to say there was absolutely no evidence that there was any need for all-day music, station... was just complete and absolute hogwash.
Ronan O'Reilly with his tales of the early moments of Radio Caroline, the lone pirate off the coast of England, beaming pop music and informal presentation to an eager Briton. That was this week, 51 years ago. Caroline! One chap who was to jump on board a few years later is 70 this week.
For you, the sound of the four tops and of a wonderful sound in the fun 15. Reach out and on 2 to 7 meters in the medium wave band, old Roger Day will be there, just hopping up and down like mad.
Roger Day, who's 70 this week, and it's exactly 41 years this week since his voice kicked off land-based commercial radio in the north.
Another nice day in Manchester, and this for the first time on 261 medium wave 97 VHF stereo is Greater Manchester Independent Radio. It's 5 a.m. and here's Richard Hemingway with Piccadilly News.
Happy birthday, Roger Day, and there he was on the 2nd of April 1974 launching what was then Piccadilly Radio, now Key. And I have a press cutting here from that very week in 1974, and it says in the Times, "It looks as though commercially Piccadilly may be the most successful of the new radio networks, and they've attracted £250,000 from more than 100 advertisers, it is reported." It's 21 years this week since the BBC launched this.
Good morning. Welcome to a new network, Radio 5 Live, news and sport from the BBC, 24 hours a day. It's 5 o'clock on Monday, the 28th of March. I'm Jane Garvey, and this is Morning Reports. The news headlines: 30 are dead in tornadoes in America, most of them crushed when a church collapsed. John Major faces...
The start of 5 Live this week in 94. In the early days of Radio 1, the station had to borrow Radio 2's FM and long-wave frequencies for parts of the week. It just had medium wave of its own. That all changed this week, 25 years ago.
Now, at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, Charlie Chester makes his FM debut on Radio 2, as Radio 2 no longer hands over the 2 hours from 5 o'clock to Radio 1. Yes, we've FM all the way for you now, for the very best of listening pleasure. And this week's the first of two special programmes. Here's Charlie.
We travel in the company of a Royal British Legion pilgrimage to Thailand and Burma, including a visit to that infamous...
Radio 2, this week in 1990, gleefully replacing the simulcast chart show with Charlie Chester this week in 1990, and for the first time, Radio 1 and 2 split completely. Changes in commercial radio this week, 6 years ago, as the Century name changed to Real Radio.
At realradio.co.uk, on DAB digital radio, and across the Northwest on 105.4 FM.
The
Northwest, Real Radio.
The end of the Century name after 14 years. Its replacement, Real, was to last 9. Now some of the most incredible radio from this week, 33 years ago. As the Falkland Islands were invaded, its radio station carried on, even as the Argentinians barged in.
Now, the situation, as you might hear, is that the radio station has now been taken over. We have three Argentine members.
We have everything recorded in 2 tapes.
Yes.
Okay, for the population.
Well, just a minute.
Signor, un minuto!
If you take the gun out of my back, I'm going to transmit it to you. If you take the gun away. But I'm not speaking with the gun in my back.
Just amazing. And if you do have a chance to listen to that whole broadcast, please do. So, with Simon Bates taking over the BBC Top 20 37 years ago...
Before the number one, a full rundown of this week's Top 20.
Pirate FM launching in Cornwall 23 years ago...
From the Tamar's bridges down to Land's End, there's a place of sea and sun.
Brian Matthews' Round Midnight starting on Radio 2 37 years ago...
And we'll hear about the amazing fall in the price of coffee.
Tarrant's final Capital Breakfast show 11 years ago.
There was a wonderful criticism in one of the papers, I think The Standard, and said something like, this juvenile entertainment won't last more than a couple of weeks, you know, he'll be out by the end of the month.
And BBC 7 becoming Radio 4 Extra 4 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio.